Well, guys, we're going to try to sort out Office 2016 today. Am I right that it used to be when Office came out, there was a lot of fanfare because it was like, oh, yeah, we're all waiting to see what the new bells and whistles were going to be. And I think probably the last time that there was really a big one was 2010.
The ribbon. Right?
You know, it's so mature. Yeah. You know, the product's so mature. What else can they add? In fact, they could probably take half of all the features away and most of us would never even know.
That's right? Exactly right.
It's way more than we normally would use.
And nowadays there are so many ways of getting Office, and that is the big thing that we're going to be exploring in just a few minutes with Sarah Mitroff. She is a CNET associate editor, and as a matter of fact, let me welcome to our program Sarah Mitroff, who is CNET associate editor. And Sarah, just before we got you on the line here, I was talking about the fact that normally in the past, when a new version of Microsoft Office arrived, it was like with pomp and circumstances, elephants, drums, and trumpets. And this time it's more like with a cloud of dust and confusion.
Yeah, absolutely. And not helped by the fact that they announced Office 2016 for Mac very quietly back in July, and then they brought out the Windows version just this past week. So you're right, it hasn't been a big, huge launch, more of a smaller launch, and with that comes a lot of different confusing options of how you actually get the product.
Well, we're going to count on you, by the way, to help us to sort that out. You did an excellent job, by the way. We're posting to the article. It was called Three Ways to Get Your Hands on Office 2016. And during our program, this first half of the hour, we're going to be talking with Sarah about those different ways and then some of the other questions. But Gary, you had a question you were
I was just going to say, you know, I have Office 365. In my family, I have the family version. And Sarah, do I have to worry about any of this? Don't I just get it?
You do. So if you have an existing Office 365 membership, you automatically get the updates for the brand new versions of the app. So that's Word, PowerPoint, Excel, whatever you have installed on your machine, you automatically get the new version. So you don't have to worry about it at all.
So I can take off and go to the fridge or something right now and, and wait till the next segment?
Well, it sounds like, Sarah, and we who are Office 365 subscribers are the obedient disciples of Microsoft, I would imagine, in that sense.
Right, exactly. And you're doing exactly what Microsoft wants you to do, is to pay for the subscription year in and year out, or month by month.
That's one of the three ways in which you can get your hands on Office 365. And what Gary was saying, and let me just confirm that again, is I'm an Office 365 subscriber. Is that saying then, Sarah, that I have Office 2016 right now?
Yes, you should. Usually that comes through like in a form of an update. So if you open up the apps, you might get a prompt that just says, you know, we've added new features. Here's an update, you know, takes a couple of minutes to install. But for the most part, yeah, it should be pretty seamless. It just arrives on your machine, and you really don't have to do a whole lot on your part to make that happen.
And as I understand, that is the big advantage, Shane, that they're pushing, which is that if you're an Office 365 subscriber, you are constantly, even though you're paying for it on a monthly basis or on a yearly basis, and financially you may end up over a period of, let's say, 2 years or more paying more than you would if you bought it outright.
Really?
Yeah, you're getting, well, according to some of the stuff that we'll have to check that out with Sarah in just a moment.
Okay.
I thought 2 years was the deal. But anyway, the point is, with Office 365, Sarah, am I right? You're constantly getting the updates.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the draw for, that's a selling point Microsoft's trying to get people to buy, is that if they add any new features down the road, because they don't necessarily have to do a whole big update to add new features. They might, you know, add something new in 6 months or a year. You'll get that automatically, and you don't have to even worry about it. But if you buy a individual copy of Office, which means you pay a flat fee upfront as if you're buying any other product, and you get this thing, it basically has whatever features that were pushed out this past week and nothing else. So you'll get updates to make sure it still runs correctly, but if they add any new features anytime down the road, you won't get that at all. But with Office 365, you do. So that's the big push, is they want people to pay the subscription fee, and that's the benefit you get.
And we'll have to ask, what's the advantage then of getting the one-time fee? But Sarah, we're going to get back to you in just a moment, taking a quick break right now. Sarah Mitroff with us. She's a CNET associate editor whose article is called Three Ways to Get Your Hands on Office 2016, and we're going to continue talking about more of those ways. Well, it's Foster Brown, Bill Carver, and Shane Hamblin, and Gary Baker, myself, and we're here talking about Office 2016. And the question is, and we have a young lady here helping us to figure it out, Sarah Mitrop wrote an excellent article called Three Ways to Get Your Hands on Office 2016 that appeared this past week in CNET. And Sarah's an associate editor there. She writes about apps, Android, and mobile hardware, and been writing about Office. And thank you for helping us to sort this out. Did a great job, by the way, with a whole bunch of great charts there. Sarah, I want to quickly get to something that Gary kind of caught me on, alluded to, and we were talking a little bit during the break about. I had seen some statistics that said that, you know, if you are purchasing this through Office 365, that's roughly $10 a month, or there's a yearly fee, I think, which breaks it down a little bit to $8 and some odd cents. Am I right on that?
Right.
Somewhere in that range. Then after 2 years, you would be kind of at parity. You'd be at the same point as if you bought it, the package of the Office 2016 for $149. Is that right? Is that the break-even point?
Yeah, roughly about there. So if you get Office 365 Home, which is meant for like an entire family where you can use it on multiple different computers, that's $99 a year or $10 a month. Mm-hmm. So after about 2 years, you're paying $200 or, you know, some a little bit less with the monthly fee, depending on how you buy it. Mm-hmm. But if you buy a one-time purchase, that starts at $140. So right. It really depends on how long you decide you want to use the software. If you're a student going back to school and you know you're going to use it for 4 to 6 years, maybe you don't want to spend a membership fee because you're going to be paying every year, even though you know you're going to continue to use this product. But it all really depends, too, with how far in the future Microsoft even makes these updates, because will you want to buy a whole new version of it in 2 years? We don't really know if that's exactly their upgrade cycle. There's a lot of factors that go into it of, like, do you need this for only a few years? Do you want this software to last for a long time? Because once you buy it, it's going to keep working as long as you use it.
So. You know, Sarah, though, I have 5 computers, so it's $20 a month per computer, or $20 per year per computer to have Office 365. And I get a terabyte of storage in the cloud per user.
Per user, yeah, right.
Right? So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is that then free?
Yeah, so if. With Office 365, you get all those extra perks, one of which is the terabyte of storage. You also get Skype minutes, so if you want to actually make phone calls through Skype, you get that. That's a lot of the advantage of doing 365, is you get these add-ons, which you don't get with a single one-time purchase of Office.
And I never have to worry about any of my Office products not working, because they're in the cloud. They'll be working.
Yeah, they'll be supported as long as you have that subscription. Right. Absolutely.
And what's really hard sometimes is to back up our email, and that's all done in the cloud now.
Right, exactly. You get that Outlook support. Some of that actually comes free with Microsoft. If you get a Microsoft account, which is completely free, and you can sign up for any reason, you get some of that support. But definitely with an Office 365 subscription, you just get a lot more extras beside Office.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that I got Office 2016 for free, because I valued all the other stuff that I use, and I love sending my kids away to college with an Office 365 account, because I know that somebody's backing up for them.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
something
the
kids not necessarily.
I don't let them put anything on their C drives on their computer. You just save to the cloud. It's going to be a lot safer than, you know, your computer that happens to be left in a dorm room or in a study room or whatever. So.
Absolutely.
I mean, like you were saying about the backup, most people, I mean, if they don't have Office and not paying the monthly, you know, they pay up to $9 a month for a terabyte of rack space or something.
Yeah.
It's not cheap. So it's like I'd like to think you're getting Office free. You're paying for
that's kind of what I said,
you're getting Office free.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Office too. Cool.
Yeah. Speaking of free, we've talked about two options here, Sarah. I want to make sure we talk about the third one. We talked about the subscription, which is Office 365, and then the option of buying it in a one-time purchase. But there's also, you could do it for absolutely free online.
Yeah, absolutely. So Office.com is a lot less well-known just than the regular desktop program, probably because it's been around for a really long time. But so is Office.com, and it's completely free versions of Word, PowerPoint, Excel, a few other tools. They do almost everything you'd probably need them to do. I mean, they're missing a couple of features here and there, mostly advanced stuff. stuff, but they work a lot the way that Google Docs works, where you can go online. You have to have an internet connection, but you can write a paper or make a spreadsheet and build a presentation and not really encounter too many features that you desperately need that aren't there. So it's really great for students. It's great for anyone who just doesn't need to invest a whole lot of money into a lot of software, but still needs these tools on a daily basis or however they need them.
And then you can use OneDrive to save what you're done, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything's saved through OneDrive. That's kind of a disadvantage because you can't necessarily edit documents that are living on your computer's hard drive unless you move it into OneDrive. But because it's all through Microsoft, you have to sign up for a Microsoft account to use Office.com.
Right.
With Microsoft, you get free 15 gigabytes of storage in OneDrive. So it's all kind of worked together in that big package.
Okay, so folks, well, we want to tell you that there are the three options then. Option one is to use the absolutely free Office.com. You've heard some of the disadvantages of that. Those are the online cloud-based Office mobile apps. Then you have option two, which is the Office 365 subscription that seems to be the wisest one. I think I have my own personal subscription, and then I have five family members who are enjoying it, including some who are away at college right now. And then option number three would be to buy it one-time purchase. I have some other questions, though, about some of the things that are appearing. Some of the new things I understand is that there is a feature called Tell Me What You Want Me to Do that is now part. Talk about that a bit.
Yeah, I think it's actually quite fantastic. So anyone who's used any of the Office apps knows that there's a lot of features, and it can be really hard to find features you need when you want them because they're buried in all these menus and you're clicking around and you're desperately like, you know that feature's there, but you don't know where to find it.
I did that with headers and footers on Excel the other day. I couldn't find
Exactly. That was me in college trying to find like the footnote feature, and I just couldn't find it. So
who is that?
Is this the replacement for Clippy?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. If you remember Clippy, which was kind of obnoxious and annoying, but sort of helpful in its own way, this is a much more streamlined and probably popular way of using Clippy, where it's just a search bar. You start typing in the feature that you think you need. Maybe you know the exact name, maybe you don't. And it'll pull up the menu for you. It's just right there. You don't have to really dig through anything. You can find it pretty quickly. And there's kind of like links to other help articles, stuff like that. They really
want
to help you find the features you need. I think it's fantastic. So much better than Clippy.
We're talking, by the way, with Sarah Mitroff, who is a CNET associate editor, writes about apps, Android, and mobile hardware. We've been talking about the three ways, an article she has called Three Ways to Get Your Hands on Office 365, because I got that in my brain. Office 2016, which is now automatically part of Office 365. I have a favorite app that I've got to ask you about that I haven't seen mentioned very often. Matter of fact, in some of the schemes here, it doesn't appear at all, and that's Publisher. Whatever happened to Publisher?
Right. That is a little bit more of an advanced feature that you have to pay a little extra for. I think maybe it's just been phased out in favor of other tools, but you definitely can still get it, usually with more advanced versions. It comes with Office 365, and there are more business-focused versions of just Office 2016 that you can buy outright that definitely include it, but some of the lower-end, less expensive versions don't.
I'm smitten by this because that's how I make all the birthday cards for the family.
Yeah. Well, if you get Office 365, it's included.
It is included.
Yes,
okay.
It absolutely is.
Part of Office 2016.
Okay. Now, one last question, and that is for the Mac users out there. What about Office for the Mac 2016? Is that up to date as well?
It is. So that came out very quietly at the very beginning of July. Most people didn't really notice it because Microsoft didn't make a big deal about it. But they updated all the apps there. So everything's on the same page now. And if you get Office 365, the apps are available for you. You can also purchase a one-time copy of just Office for Mac. All the features that you want are still there.
Okay, they're all there. Sarah, thank you for sorting through so much for us. Again, folks, the article is called Three Ways to Get Your Hands on Office 2016, and we will be posting that after the program at our website, internetadvisor.net, so that you can click on that as well. Sarah, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, happy to be with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.